Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with midfielder Nemanja Matic, and he believes he's worked his way back into Manchester United's first team picture by earning Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's trust. The 31-year-old's career looked to be nearing its end in January, with the midfielder open to leaving during the winter window, but he fought his way back into Solskjaer's plans after a string of impressive performances in the early part of 2020, with the capitalising on the absence of Paul Pogba and Scott McTominay. Matic had even entered the last 4 months of his contract, but United have tied him to the club until 2021, with discussions also being held about a new deal. The Serb says he knew he would have to remain patient and wait for his chance to play so he could earn Solskjaer's trust, and he believes he's done just that. Moving on then into other news, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer insists that he won't be waiting around for the players to have a divine right to play for the club. He says he must continually improve or he will look to replace them. He said. So Solskjaer isn't threatening to be too kind then. He's certainly ready to wield the axe should he need to do so. And of course, the club are certainly looking for the fight towards the top four. Solskjaer insists he's fully expecting a battle to the very end for the top four. And it's something his team have relished. The likes of Leicester, Chelsea, Wolves, Tottenham, Arsenal and Sheffield United are all in contention for those last Champions League spots. And Solskjaer insists that his team have prepared themselves for this sort of battle. And it's good to finally be involved in one. Finally, into news in transfer speculation, and Barcelona teenager Marc Guerrero has confirmed he's leaving the club. Manchester United are set to sign him. The 16-year-old took to social media to bid farewell to the Catalans. Reports with the Manchester Evening News claim he's on his way to Old Trafford to start a career in their academy there. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.